How to start each week and morning. Luke chapter 21 verses 20 through 38, New King James Version. The destruction of Jerusalem. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the midst of her depart. And let those who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. The coming of the Son of Man. There will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars. And on earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them from fear, and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. The parable of the fig tree. Then he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. The importance of watching. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the daytime he is teaching in the temple, but at night he went out and stayed on the mountain called Olivet. Then early in the morning all of the people came to him in the temple to hear him. Psalm 55, verses 1 through 8. Trust in God concerning the treachery of friends. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication. Attend to me and hear me. I am restless in my complaint and moan noisily. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they bring down trouble upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. So I said, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove! I would fly away and be at rest. Indeed, I would wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest." Proverbs chapter 15, verse 14, New King James Version. The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, New King James Version. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. We have heard it said, you do not have to go to church to be a Christian, and to a minor extent it is true. However, it is so foolish to think that we can stay close to Christ without staying close to his body. You show me a Christian out of church, and I will show you someone wallowing in the mire of sin. There is no place in the Scripture for aloofness or isolationism. There are no lone rangers in the kingdom of God. It is the wise believer who begins each day in sweet fellowship with Christ through prayer and Bible reading. It is the understanding believer who is not forsaking the assembling of himself with the body of Christ, especially on the Lord's day. See Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. If you desire wisdom and seek understanding, meet with the Lord on the first day of each week and daily each morning. See Luke chapter 21, verse 38. These are the words of Pastor Tony Folio. It never ceases to amaze me how many people who claim to be born-again believers, readily and forthrightly proclaiming the truths of the Bible, will so willingly and persistently disobey the teachings of God's Word. The Creator of the universe, God Almighty Himself, knows all believers much better than they know themselves. After all, He made them. He knew them while they were still in their mother's womb. He put into place a complete and holy plan for their lives if they would only be obedient to His teaching. There is no right way to do the wrong thing. There is no wrong way to do the right thing. The blessings and rewards of the promises of God come only from an increase in the amount of your personal faith and through your obedience to the Word of God. Obedience is not a part-time thing or practice. Selective situational obedience is not the way of the Lord. Faith equals belief plus trust plus obedience. It takes all three factors to be in place for the equation to balance. The daily reading of God's holy word is not an option for your learning and knowing how to properly live your life. Joining a local church and regularly attending the Lord's Day services is an essential part of your obedience to God's word, and is vital for the personal growth and development of your faith. One goes with the other, which is exactly why God tells us to not forsake the gathering of the brethren. Always remember that half a job is not a complete job. 98% is not 100%. There is no possible way for you to receive all of the blessings and benefits that God desires for you to achieve, accomplish, receive, and use, unless or until you are totally obedient to His instruction. Have you ever wondered how much in life you have missed that God intended or desired for you to receive, only because you did things your way instead of being obedient and doing things God's way? I once heard a man ask the question, "Do you know what hell is?" The answer given was, "It is the day you meet the person you could have been." Dear brothers and sisters, I beseech you and admonish you to trust and obey God's instruction, to live your life according to His mighty word, and to submit your thoughts and actions to that which God intends for you to do, so as to complete His holy plan for the purpose of your life while you are on this earth. God's greatest blessings to all of you.